A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let me have you put your medical Monday hat on for a second. The EpiPen, as we go back to school, it's a life-saving injection device for allergies, and parents are worried because this company, Mylan, the pharmaceutical company, acquired the product, and it was $100 in 2007. It's now risen to $608.61. Not the first time we've seen things like this.
Well, right. What happens is somebody acquires a drug company or part of a drug company or even just a single formula, and they want to do better on their investment. So what they do is they raise the price, in this case, maybe sixfold, in order to get their money back. They really are allowed to do this. It's a terrible thing, which public pressure can often reverse, because then you start getting congressional investigations and others who look at it. Look, this is a life-saving device. There are people who get stung by a bee. If they do, they could die. And so what happens is these pens become lifesavers. You wear them, you bring them with you. I've had relatives who did that, and it offers a real modicum of security. The problem is, once again, like dentistry and other things, if you haven't got the money, you know, you get in the back of the line, or you risk your life because you can't, your parents, or you can't afford to get one. So all I'm saying is, you know, this is typical American nonsense. It is something that really should not be allowed to happen, and yet we see that it does.
The State Department, Alan, says it's reviewing nearly 15,000 previously undisclosed emails recovered as part of the FBI's now-closed investigation into the handling of sensitive information that flowed through Hillary Clinton's private home server. Donald Trump was quick to capitalize on that.
Well, I'll bet he was. Unfortunately for him, his numbers in terms of his chances and the current polling keep going down. So in this morning's New York Times chances, although they say he could win, he has 12% compared to Hillary's 88%. Nevertheless, there is a good deal of speculation as to what might happen if some of this email turns out to seriously compromise Mrs. Clinton. In other words, we don't know whether or not she was playing at best and fairest with American intelligence. This could be a real downer for her. I keep thinking, well, you know, what happens if Assange comes on with something? What happens if any of these things turn out to really be quite serious? Would her vice presidential nominee then take over? Or would the Democratic National Committee take a very, very popular man like Joe Biden right now and say, okay, you've really got to take over? But I know the Clintons pretty well, watching them over the years, and I can tell you they love to play it really close. I mean, Bill Clinton went and sat, he got impeached by the House of Representatives, he went and sat in trial in the Senate, and, you know, nothing turns them around. They don't panic. So I suspect Hillary will be the candidate indeed, and if the New York Times and others are to be believed, she'll win.
Very interesting piece on the BBC this morning, answering the question, would Trump be a dangerous president? And this morning in the Times, this is according to a review by the Associated Press, Alan, Trump's paid campaign staffers have declared on their personal social media accounts that Muslims are unfit to be U.S. citizens, mocked how Mexicans talk, called for the Secretary of State John Kerry to be hanged, and stated their readiness for a possible civil war.
Well, that's amazing, David. The one thing that runs through the Trump campaign is a sort of intemperateness which scares the hell out of everybody. And, you know, when you're the president of the United States, as was pointed out by the BBC, if you utter a single word, it sends tremors throughout the rest of the world. What does this mean? Does China, which has a defense establishment, start ratcheting up what they've got? Does the crazy fool in North Korea say, okay, I better send one out right now towards Japan? So these words, whether they come from the candidate himself or from his staff, have tremendous meaning. And if you're the president of the United States and you bluffer and you bluster and you say the kinds of things that he has been known to say in the past, do you create a much unsafer world? And at least 50 major Republicans, forget about Democrats, major Republicans have signed on from ex-CIA heads and everybody else to say, yeah, this is the case. This is a very dangerous man.